So 2 weeks ago, we were in Psalm 100, and we discovered and were reminded that praise and worship is a doorway to the very presence of God. And when we come into the presence of God, how many of you know things begin to change? Amazing things start to happen. And when we find ourselves in the presence of God, there is healing that occurs. When we get in the presence of God, there's breakthrough, there's victory, there's freedom. We receive revelation. I just talked about that earlier in the prayer room, getting in His presence. We receive revelation from God when we get in His presence. And a doorway to the presence of God is praise and worship. This morning, I want to look at the other side of that coin, or the other side of that door, if you will, the other ingredient to the presence of God, and that's thanksgiving. Testifying to what God has done in our lives and for our lives. It says in Psalm 100 verse 4 that we enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. And then the psalmist does this. He says, so there's the truth. We get into the presence of God through thanksgiving, testifying of His goodness, and through praising Him. So do it, is what he says. He says, so give thanks to Him and praise His name. So do it. So praise. So give thanks. So testify of His goodness. When we exalt the Lord, when we give thanks, when we testify of Him, He shows up and we encounter His presence. And in His presence, things happen. There is power. See, just as the power of God is released when we praise Him. You remember that 2 weeks ago we talked about that? I mean, the very power of God is released through praise and worship. The same thing happens when we intentionally testify of His goodness and give Him thanks. In the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, it says this. It says that they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Now, who's they? It's the church. The church. This is in Revelation, talking about us right now. Talking about us who have overcome and will overcome. And this is the reality. This is a done deal. It says they, the church, the people of God, believers, that's us. They overcame Him. Who? Satan, the accuser of the brethren. The church, the people of God, overcame the enemy, Satan. How? By the blood of the Lamb. That's by the work of Christ on the cross. And by the word of their testimony. That's the church actually opening up their mouths and declaring what God has done, declaring what Jesus did on the cross and what God is doing in our lives today, right here and right now. So the church overcame. And this thanksgiving and testimony brings victory. It brings God's presence and His power in our lives, in the lives of the believer. And so testifying and giving thanks, number one, it ushers us into God's presence. Number two, it brings victory. We overcome. And then furthermore, I want us to look at Proverbs 18, verse 21. The tongue, that's our speech, what comes out of our mouths. The tongue has the power of life and death. And those who love it will eat its fruit. In other words, we're going to experience what we're putting out. What we're speaking out, the fruit is going to follow. And so what this means is that when we choose to use our tongue, our mouth, our speech to glorify God with testimonies and thanksgiving, we actually release the very power of life over us and those around us that we're speaking to. It's just the reality. It's God's economy. It's how He works. It's how He's designed things. I know it seems crazy, but God is supernatural, remember, and He has His way of doing things. And so He says that when we actually open our mouths and we testify of His goodness, of who He is, and we exalt Him, that the power of life is the fruit of that, of opening up our mouths and speaking those things. What kind of power is that? That power of life is the same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead. That power is actually released as we open our mouths and we speak thanksgiving, and we testify of who God is, what He's done, and what He's doing right now in our lives. That's important. And so when we give thanks and when we testify of God's goodness, we come into His presence, we overcome the enemy of our souls, and we release the life-giving power of God. That all sounds pretty good to me. I don't know about the rest of you, but I kind of want that stuff. I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to go with it. But what happens? What happens in the middle of the storm? What happens when life is tough? Because life can be very tough, very hard. What happens when we're still walking through the valleys of life? Are we still to give thanks and testify of God's goodness? Yes, we are, but how? How do we do that, and why do we do that? What does that look like? In James chapter 1, beginning in verse 2, James says, consider it pure joy. What does that mean? That's another way of saying, give thanks. Testify of God's goodness. Consider it pure joy. Whenever you face trials of many kinds. So why do we do this? Why do we give thanks in the midst of the trials? Because we know that the testing of our faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that we may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Not lacking anything. And I read this, and I'm like, yeah, this is what I want. I want the completeness of what God has for me. I don't want to lack anything. I don't want to leave anything on the table. I don't want to miss out on what my amazing, loving, all-powerful Heavenly Father has for me. I want it all. And the thing is that we can have it all, and we were designed to receive it all from Him. And we got to remember that even when times are tough. But this takes faith. Giving thanks in the middle of a storm takes a lot of faith. Knowing that God is still God. He loves us. He's in charge, even though the storms of life are coming in. It feels like the boat's about to capsize. Maybe it has, and we're just holding on for dear life. I mean, that's part of life. It happens. So it takes faith in the middle of all of that to testify of His goodness and to give Him thanks. And when we operate this way in faith in the middle of the storm and continue to give thanks, it releases the power of God over our lives and all of our situations. And it brings us into deeper relationship with the Lord. And it allows Him to take us to even higher places that He's designed for us, His people, into the fullness of what He has, into that completeness, not lacking anything. And so we give thanks and we testify. And I just want to present three more passages from Psalms. I want to look at Psalm 9, verse 1. The psalmist says, I will praise You, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of Your wonders. Not I might, but I will. I will praise You with all my heart. Not just part of me. Not just when times are good or whatever, but I'm going to praise You with all of my heart, and I'm going to tell the world and others of Your wonders. In Psalm 22, verse 22, it says, I will declare Your name to my brothers, to the rest of the family of God. I'm going to declare Your name, Lord. In the congregation, I will praise You. And then in Psalm 109, verse 30, the psalmist says, with my mouth, not just my thoughts, not just happy thoughts about God, but with my mouth. I'll open my mouth. I'm going to make some noise. With my mouth, I will greatly extol the Lord. So let's step back a moment. If you're going to do something great with your mouth, it's probably not going to be quiet. It's probably going to get a little loud, a little rowdy. So the psalmist says, and with my mouth, I will greatly extol the Lord. I mean, and then he says, in the great throng, in other words, in front of the whole congregation, whenever I get together with the people of God and I'm around the people of God, I'm going to get loud. I'm going to be excited and I'm going to thank God and I'm going to testify that He is good. He's big. He always has been and He always will be. I mean, we go to a Cardinals game or any other professional sports or whatever. They should have nothing on the people of God. When we get together, we should be loud because He's worthy of it. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of thanksgiving. We will use our mouths and we will greatly extol the Lord. And so we're going to move into a time of doing that right now. A time of thanksgiving. A time of testifying of God's goodness. It's also a time of doing battle, as we talked about, of overcoming the enemy of our souls. As we push through and we testify to what God has done, the enemy becomes defeated in those times. There's a spiritual battle that's about to happen because we're about ready to enter into this time of giving thanks. So here's what I want to do. I want to invite the people of God to come up, to line up right here, and let's just start testifying of God's goodness. Here's a microphone. Let's declare the goodness of God right now. Let's give thanks right now. Let's greatly extol the Lord right now. Now I want to ask you, as we're going to see this line increasing in number, we had about 20 or more in the first service. There's more people here in this service. There should be 40 of us lining up right here. For who doesn't have thanks to give to God right now in the presence of the congregation, the people of God? I want to encourage you to keep it to about 20 seconds. Just declare, I once was blind, but now I see. You know, this was a situation in my life before, but God showed up and He brought newness and deliverance. And He brought peace in my time of despair. Just get to the point and let's testify to the goodness and the greatness of God right now. You ready, church?